Michael Shannon creeps me out.
He does.
Michael
He's
Shannon,
so fucking creepy all the time.
I mean, I
like him, but it took me so. I was like, he sounds like somebody. His voice sounds so similar, and I couldn't quite place it. Then I was like, he sounds just like Bill Hader. Like they have
yes,
the
he
voice.
Reminds me of Bill Hader in the face too, like his eyebrows and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except Bill Hader is not creepy.
Right. Bill Hader is funny, but Michael Shannon is creepy. And I don't know why Michael Shannon has to have a creepy sex scene in every movie he's in.
To creep you out. That means it's
always creepy sex.
I didn't see that in Man of Steel.
No. And I guess the other one I'm thinking of was Boardwalk Empire. Not even a movie. But
he fucked Martha.
And the fish fucking was a little odd for me too. I'm not down with fish fucking.
That was fucking hot.
You thought the fish fucking was hot?
Yeah. I was touching myself in the theater.
Oh, there was one where he was like a sheriff or something and there was no sex scenes.
Anyway, fish fucking. Weird.
Welcome to Mouthy Broadcast, everyone.
Hey, your fish just ate the head off my cat. Okay, I'm gonna go fuck him now. Except it was sign language because she couldn't speak.
Is that a euphemism? Eating the head off a cat?
Hashtag
no, it happened. Didn't you see
Jesus
the movie?
Christ.
Yes, I was making a joke, Lauren.
Like, this thing just ate a pet. Okay, I think I'll fuck it. He just needs love.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Like,
nobody gave a shit about that cat. They were just like, oh, okay. Like, I was like, but that's a cat. Like, come on. I would be pissed.
Well, I mean, he had like six other cats.
Still.
I'm with you, Peter. I wouldn't have fucked the fish after it ate the cat.
Yeah.
Or like maybe at all because it's a fucking fish.
If a mermaid came to my house and like killed my cat, I'd be like, no, we're done here. Like,
no, you guys are prudes, man. I'd fuck that fish. That was a sexy, sexy fucking sea creature.
So, welcome to Mouthy Broadcast. We forgot to do that.
I was pissed that we didn't show his dick.
Yeah, but we didn't say our names yet, so I was going back to it.
Oh, okay, Lauren.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Jenny. Hi.
I'm Peter, and I wanted to see the fish dick.
I wanted to see the fish dick, too.
Do you like putting fish dicks in your mouth?
I want it because they kept doing the like, well, they didn't keep doing it, but like, you know, she was miming how the fish dick came out. You need the Patreon to see what I just did.
Yes. He's an uncircumcised fish.
But I too wanted to see the fish dick come out. Yeah.
Everybody wanted to see the fish dick.
Yeah.
But it wasn't NC-17 or whatever. I don't know what the rating would be.
It could still be a rated R and show full frontal male nudity. And it's a fish, so it's still...
Yeah, I mean, they show dicks on Game of Thrones and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So where does it cross the line when, like, he's actually penetrating her with the fish?
Yes, yeah. Showing the penetration is what makes it an NC-17.
Or if it's erect. Mm-hmm. Wait, no, I've seen erections in R-rated movies. I take that back.
Yeah.
Wait, which R-rated movies? Because I need to make a list.
Like
porn.
So I have a question though.
Okay.
So I thought it was a good movie. I just didn't think it was great because there were a few parts that were just like a little weird, like fucking a fish,
mm-hmm.
and specifically the fish eating the cat, and then she fucked him after that. Like it's one thing if she had fucked him before that,
but he should have like used some mouthwash or something afterwards. So
yeah, like what's going on? Like, all the thing did was eat eggs and live in salt water. You know it must have had some terrible breath. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And cats. Ugh. Here's a good question that came up. If you had to fuck, like, a mythical creature, what would it be?
You know, I'm going to go with a vampire. Look, I'm wearing my Vampire Rights Amendment shirt.
But what if it's, like, a creature, not a human?
Oh, okay, so like
because that's what Matt and I had this discussion after the movie, because my answer was a werewolf, because at least
I couldn't bang a werewolf,
because at least it's almost a man, but then he was like, oh yeah, but no, it's a dog. And I was like,
yeah, that's
oh yeah, it is. No, I can't. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. What if it's like licking your face and like humping your leg?
Okay. Then I still think I'm going to go with like a merman.
I said merman also, but yeah. It's got to be like mythical, like Poseidon merman, like
not like Aquaman,
right?
Well, I mean, Jason Momoa.
Well, Aquaman would be awesome, but he's not really a fish man.
No,
he just has web fingers and stuff. But I think it would have to be, you know, like full like man face, man chest and torso.
Mm-hmm.
But so what Matt said to me was, he's like, yeah, but then he's got a dolphin tail, and I was like, yeah, and he's like, and then you're fucking a dolphin dick. I'm like, I don't have to look at it.
Would it be a dolphin dick, or would it be like a what do fish actually have? Do they have a cloaca?
Fish, I think, are a cloaca, but dolphins have.
They do have dicks,
but I don't think they hang out all the time. I think they're like inside and they come out,
like a dog.
Yeah.
I mean, is this also getting into like borderline bestiality right now?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we started out the whole conversation talking about having
a fucking a fish. Yeah.
Creature. Yeah.
I would never, ever do a centaur.
No. No, they're too much for me.
What about riding a unicorn?
Like, would you?
What do you mean? Horn? Are you talking about fucking unicorn?
No, like the horn, like fucking the horn.
No.
That's too sharp.
It's a bone.
So's a boner.
No, it's not. You don't put a bone in your vagina.
I mean, no. I do, but that's
different. You could.
So, Peter, heard you went to lightsaber fitness class.
Speaking of bones and vaginas.
Speaking of things you don't put in your vagina.
How about the
how
lightsaber?
Is that lightsaber?
Okay, so it was a Yelp Elite event, and I hadn't gone to one yet this year just because I wasn't really interested in the other events so far this year. So I get an email, and it's like, lightsaber fitness, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And then the Yelp community manager, who also happens to be Tyree's sister, sent me a message saying like, not literally, but basically saying like, yo, idiot, check your email. You'll like this. Like, Star Wars fan. So I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll do this. So I go there, and it wasn't just lightsaber fitness. It was a combination of hot hula, lightsaber fitness, and Zumba.
When you say hot hula, what do you mean by that?
Is you're like hula hooping, right?
No, you're hula dancing.
Oh, okay.
I mean, is it like hot yoga where they like intentionally make the room fucking hot as hell just to...
Normally it is, but for us, since we were just being introduced to it, they didn't.
Okay.
But, you know, me like a fucking jackass, I showed up in a polo shirt and jeans thinking like, oh, this is just going to be some, you know, I'm not going to break a sweat.
Not expected to be like an actual workout.
Yeah.
Like.
So yeah. The first thing was the hula thing, and like, It's basically like, okay, the Patreon people are going to get the most out of this. Basically, it's just kind of like, you know, squatting and then kind of like just shaking your ass around. Like,
shake your ass!
Doing like figure eights.
Patreon people are not going to get anything out of that. You didn't show us anything.
I'm not going to put my ass up there. I can't.
Okay. Okay.
And then like, you got to get on your toes and like do this and that. And like by the end, like my legs started to feel like spaghetti because I was putting a lot of weight onto my calves and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Jesus Christ, I didn't realize that this was going to be so fucking labor intensive. And you know, the woman leading the class was like, you know, like, yeah, and like playing all this weird Polynesian music. Yeah. And I was like, I'm like, man, I feel so white right now. Like,
did anyone get pictures or video of you being super white?
There are pictures. There were many pictures taken. I haven't seen them yet. I am waiting for them to be posted. And hopefully by the time this episode comes out, they'll be posted, and we'll include some in the show notes. The next was what I was there for, was the lightsaber class. And this dude comes out in the full Jedi robes and stuff. And I was like, yeah.
It's going down now.
They all gave us lightsabers. And it actually was like kind of a fitness thing. Because, like, you know, you have to do like attack stance where like you move forward, then defense back, and, you know, moving your arms and stuff. And then you actually have to like duel with each other, like, you know, like that, and, you know, try to stay in sync with each other. And they paired me up with this one girl, and they're like, okay, the people in this row are going to be Sith, and the people in this row are going to be Jedi. And I was like, fuck, god damn it, I don't want to be a Sith. Like, so I had to play the role of the Sith, which I didn't like doing.
Oh my god, that sounds so terrible.
I would immediately want to be Sith.
Me too.
So did you get this girl's number afterwards?
Jedi in the streets, Sith in the sheets.
Yes. Yes!
Yes! Yes!
I didn't get her number, but we became friends on Yelp.
I think there's a missed opportunity.
Can you direct message people on Yelp?
Yeah.
And slide up in them DMs. Hey girl, wanna go get some froyo? I know this place with a 4 Yelp rating.
That's hot.
And we also did pretend force pushes, and I was like, yeah, but I'm Sith, so I should have like fucking like lightning and shit. Like,
just did you pee on her instead of doing lightning?
No.
That's probably a good move to not pee on her. Good job, Peter.
That's a Peter move. That's not a Sith move.
Mm.
So we did that, and the final part was Zumba. And I know a lot of people who do Zumba, but I didn't know exactly what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So it turns out it's just basically like hardcore dancing to Latin American music.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was like, all right, I'm not even going to try to teach you the moves. Just try to follow along with me and have fun. And, like, you know, he's playing, like, you know, Miami Sound Machine or some shit. And I'm just like, I'm the whitest person in the room. Now I'm just like, turning, okay, back. What the fuck?
Yeah, I've done Zumba before. It's actually Brazilian.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So you have to shave your pubes before you go in.
You have to get them waxed. Yeah. And then it makes your booty bigger.
Nice.
It's a good thing I did that before going in. At the end,
especially since you were wearing jeans.
Yeah, at the end of that, I was like,
I can't believe you went to a fitness class wearing jeans and a polo shirt.
I thought it was just like lightsaber shit. I was just like, oh, this is, you know, this isn't gonna be a big
was
deal.
The light, but you said the lightsaber fitness was more intense than you expected too, right?
Yeah, but it was the least intense out of the three.
Like, did you think it was just gonna be like a demonstration and not like an actual class or something?
No, it's an actual class. He's like, yeah, come by Wednesday nights at 7:30, and, you know, you learn more. And I was like, I actually kind of wanted to do that.
Cool. No, but I mean, like, before you went, is that why you didn't think that you needed to wear like workout clothes or something more comfortable, you know?
Well, also, I was going straight from work, and I didn't bring any extra clothes.
Okay.
Because it was on the other side of town, so I had to rush on I-4, which is basically sitting in traffic for an hour.
Mm-hmm. I remember from our visit to Florida.
Remember I-4?
Remember traffic? Yes.
Terrible. So, and there exists a photo of us at the end where we're all sweating balls and we're all like at the camera like, ah, we survived.
Yay.
Cute.
So are you going to do it again?
I kind of want to. Oh, and like whenever I watch the making of the movies and they're like, yeah, Daisy Ridley and Adam Driver had to go through 6 months of training just for this one scene in The Last Jedi. I'm like, come on, like 6 months just to swing a fucking blade around, really? Then, like, for this class, it's just like attack, defense. I was like, okay, this is fucking hard, like, and just to learn in like 5 minutes.
Basic,
like, I
could, stuff, yeah.
Yeah. So that I was like, okay, now I understand that it took them that long to rehearse just for that scene in The Last Jedi. And after watching the documentary on the Blu-ray, that's actually them during that whole sequence in Snoke's throne room.
Nice. No stunt doubles.
They didn't use any stunt doubles because they wanted to like be able to like show their faces and shit.
Right.
Like doing all the stunt work and not have to, you know, CGI their face onto a stunt
and
person.
All the, and I mean, when you're working out the movements for a battle scene like that, I mean, it's straight up choreography.
Yeah.
It's like learning dance moves and sequences and stuff. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah, so I had a whole new appreciation for that.
Mm-hmm. And I imagine it's got to be even harder trying to choreograph, like, when you're just learning it for yourself, like, just in a class dicking around or whatever, it's a lot different than, you know, this is going to be in high def on screen, and, like, you really need to look like you're in character and everything else to go with it, so it's not just, like, just swing this fucking thing around.
Yeah, because, like, I kept, like, breaking down and laughing and stuff, and then, like, you know, doing, like, cheesy Star Wars quotes and shit. Like,
you just, like, did you go into full Star Wars guy at some point and just start swinging it around, film yourself?
Everybody did. And, you know, I also, you know, went, like, when I turned on my lightsaber, and then, like, I was also...
Oh, it actually lit up, too? It wasn't just, like, a thing to hold?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'll show you. Hold on.
Oh, I want to see
it. Wait, you got it?
He said he had to keep it.
Bring it home? I missed that part.
That sounds like the best part to me. Holy shit.
They let you bring it home?
That's a pretty badass lightsaber.
Oh, it's one of those ones that you do this. Hey, he doesn't have his headphones on. It's one of those ones that it tracks and you can throw it out.
It's an uncircumcised.
It's one of those cheap ones. No. Not that it's uncircumcised. It's that.
It's a cheap one.
It's one of those cheap ones, yeah.
I'm just trying to see how many times I could say uncircumcised in one show.
And I'm going limp. And they were like, yeah, there's extra if you guys want to take, you know, extra home. I was like grabbing like a handful of lightsabers.
Yeah.
I have one in my car now, so if, like, I ever get angry in traffic, I'm just going to hold the lightsaber out the window and just be like, fuck you!
And you could just, like, stage battles with friends and stuff and just be like, I challenge you to a lightsaber duel.
Yeah, like, who's paying for dinner? I'm not. let's settle this in a duel, then.
That's right.
Hamilton, but with lightsabers.
I think that's going to be the name of our show. You know, let's take a quick break because I need to pee again because I've been drinking lots of cucumber water. Even though it's
cucumber
water.
That's hot.
kid next door is walking around the side yard, making me uncomfortable.
Nice.
I think this kid made a deal with my cats.
He made a deal with your cats?
So my cats have been attacking the blinds. And they put a hole. They tore apart the blinds, like, right at chest level in my bedroom. And I think the kid next door paid them off.
Fancy piece or something?
Yeah, yeah. I had to go out and buy new blinds.
Damn. Little son of a bitch.
Fucking cats.
Now he's just stalking you?
I don't know. I think he might be. I got my window or my blinds open right now because I like the sunlight. But, you know.
The sunlight.
What's the sun? I feel like I haven't seen it for like months.
Check out how much darker it'll be if I...
Ooh, spooky. All right.
Speaking of spooky, Springoween is coming up. Can you talk about that?
Tell us about that.
So Springoween is Red Vein Army's halfway to Halloween party.
She said ween.
Yeah.
It's April 28th at Hanover Vegetable Farm in Ashland. And there are going to be costume characters and a photo booth and an escape room and a lot of like festival games, a lot of food trucks. They're doing it different this year. They usually just do it at a brewery. Mm-hmm. It's like an evening party, but this year it's going to be a full day festival from 12 to 8. And there are going to be bands and prizes and games and face painting, all that stuff.
That sounds amazing. I wish I could go.
Yeah.
It just happens to be the day that I already have plans to do something else, which is kind of how my life is.
Something else cool.
It is. It is.
Is the band Ween going to be playing there?
No. No, it's bands like, you want me to actually look them up? They're horror themed bands.
Probably local horror themed bands or something, right?
The Shitty Beatles.
No, it's not going to be the Shitty Beatles.
So it's not just a clever name.
No. So are you, are you doing any roles in that like you usually do for their...
I'm going to do whatever they ask me to do.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what they're going to need from me this time, and I'm not going to be able to stay the whole time because Chris has a play that night.
Did you say that they do a haunt also, or is it just...
They have an escape room.
Okay.
They have an escape room there.
See, I would love to do that. I haven't done an escape room in forever, and I miss it. They were getting a little... It was a very expensive hobby to keep up with.
So. Oh, the two bands that they have confirmed are the Embalmers and the 922s. Okay. I've seen the Embalmers play before. I've never seen the 922s. I'm not sure what their deal is, but they're both...
They're probably both based... Yeah, I was going to say based out of Richmond or...
Yeah.
The mid.
Oh, and they're gonna do karaoke as well.
Ooh, what is that?
It's like karaoke, but
scary.
Scary tunes.
Of course. I mean, I should have guessed by the name.
Yeah, and a ton of vendors. Yeah, and there's gonna be a costume contest, all kinds of stuff. So, I'm planning on doing my makeup, but then I have to be back in Fredericksburg by 7 to watch Christian's play. So. Mm-hmm. Take all my makeup off, but
just take it off while you're driving. Fine. It's fine.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I'm probably gonna have Matt with me, so if he drives, I can take it off.
There you go. Yeah, take it off. Oh man. All right. So let me ask you guys a question. So one of my friends that I work with every year, we take each other out for birthday lunch, right? It's kind of just our little tradition. Like, we don't buy each other cards or any kind of bullshit. So, you know, just lunch and a beer sometimes. So this is what happened this year. We go out to lunch and the bill comes and he says, "Hey, I have a punch card for this place. Do you mind if I get a punch on my card for this?" And I was like, "No, no problem." You know, because, I mean, even though I'm paying for it, like, I don't have a punch card for this place. So why, you know, it's not hurting me. Like, and it's like a little bonus, you know. He orders like a regular lunch and a beer, and I just got, that was the day that I ordered fish and chips, and they gave me fucking regular ass potato chips, and I was like a little bit offended because I was like, I used to work at a goddamn
That's not what fish and chips are.
Yeah.
To be fair, the chips were really fucking good, but it was not what I wanted. You know, like right. I was, it was one of my last days. I was determined for it to be like my last day before I go back on low carb. And I was like, I want fucking French fries or chips. And when I order fish and chips, I expect French fries.
Yeah.
Fucking America. Anyway. So he hands him the punch card, get the bill back. And the lady brings me the bill, and she goes, oh, you had a full punch card, so I went ahead and took one of your lunches off. And then so I look at the bill, and it still came out to be about like a little bit over $20 with the tip.
Because of the beer.
Because of the beer and tax and everything else. But then I kind of felt bad because I was like, do I still owe him a birthday lunch?
No, he should have looked at his card and said, oh, my next one is going to be free. I'll go ahead and take the birthday lunch now, and I'll use the punch card another time. That's his fault that he can't count that one more punch on his punch card equals a free lunch.
I think what it was that the punch card had like two dots at the end. And like one of them was, you know, pay for one. And then the last one was, here's your free lunch. So he looked at it and saw two, thought that the next one was going to be the free lunch, you know? So I just kind of felt bad. Like, I was like, I kind of feel like I should still buy you lunch.
You still paid for the beer.
I still bought the beer, but
I think you're in the clear here.
You think I'm good?
I think you're good.
What do you think?
I don't think you got to take it on yourself to buy him all the lunches.
No, like, I think that's on him. I think you're good.
Yeah. Okay. I felt guilty about it. I was like, what kind of birthday lunch is it that I still just, I got a free birthday lunch. And then I looked at it and I was like, well, technically she took mine off, not yours. So, I mean, I got the free lunch.
I mean, you still paid over $20.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was still like I bought him a beer. Yeah. Okay. All right. I feel like my conscience is clear now.
Yeah.
I legit felt bad about this. I was like,
how did he react? Did he react that you needed to get him another lunch?
I could tell that there was like a little bit of butthurt about it. Like,
disappointment that I don't think his disappointment and butthurt is toward you. I think it's toward himself.
Maybe.
That he should have realized that this wasn't his time to get the free lunch.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because he did say, he was like, I didn't realize that was the thing.
Yeah.
You know, but I could definitely tell like
you could have told the waitress, no. Put it back on. I insist on paying for both lunches. Give him a new punch card with 9 on it. That's the only other thing you could have done.
Yeah, but that would have been a pain in the ass.
It would have been.
And like at that point, we were supposed to go back at work.
Yeah.
And it had already been like an hour and a half.
One of those places.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like this little hole in the wall freaking dive. It's really the best food for a piece of shit place that it is, but it will take an hour and a half easily to get lunch there. So I was like, okay. I figured if there was anything that came up about it, like if he said, you know, hey,
I mean, if he brings it up, it depends on, I mean,
I would have bought him like a pretzel at Wawa or something to make up for it, you know. Like, here you go.
Yeah, or get him another beer the next time you go out. Like, exactly. Hey, let me buy you another beer since last time I used your free sandwich or whatever it was.
Right. So, yeah, I guess it'll work out. Because, I mean, you know.
And you're still going to go out to lunch together.
Yeah, occasionally. So. Yeah. I feel like I just picked my nose right on screen, but I didn't. I was just scratching, I promise. Let's all just stop and pick our noses on the video. Cool. It's cool. No threat of spreading viruses or anything over the internet. So it's fine.
If I get one more message, from Eric while he's drunk in Italy. Oh, I guess I should have given some context there. Whoops.
Who's Eric and why is he in Italy?
So my friend Eric, he lives in Japan with his wife Katie. And they've lived in Japan for like 6-7 years now. And they basically, like, for a living, they do travel videos. She has a day job, but for the most part, like, they take vacations, they go places, they make videos about them on YouTube, and, you know, that's what they do with their lives. So they've been traveling through Europe, and they've been in Italy for like a week, and they keep getting wasted because they have really good cheap wine in Italy.
Uh-huh.
And they keep messaging me like, hey, we're drunk and look at this naked statue. It looks like you.
Did it look like you?
I don't know. We'll put it in the show notes. We'll see.
Get
if
the listeners to decide.
It has red hair.
We report, you decide.
Yeah. And yeah, so there was a naked statue. He just sent me pictures of vagina cupcakes.
So you're getting the awesome drunk dials. Like, yeah. It sounds like it's not just, you know. Just
but it's over Facebook Messenger.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I was having these messages from his wife about, she was like, I'm bored. You just need to talk to me. Like,
how can you be bored in Italy?
No, she was, well, like they were drunk in the Airbnb where they were staying. And I was at work, and she's like, just talk to me. I'm bored. I'm like, dude, go out. You're in Italy.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, you're at work. Like, you don't want it to be rubbed in your face that you're fucking stuck at work.
She was telling me how she's been howling at people. Like, she likes to howl in Italy. She was howling at the guy that owns her Airbnb. So and then howling at some street vendor.
She would pick a werewolf if she had to fuck a mythological creature.
I think so. And Peter's messaging me now. Apparently he's bored.
I was going to say, everybody message Lauren right now. I'm bored.
Yeah. So we'll have to put that picture on the show notes and find out if people think this redheaded topless statue looks like me.
I think we'll need a picture of you without your shirt on as reference, though. Like, from the same angle. She's like, no, I'm not falling.
No, no, I'm not gonna fall. Not again. Not again.
It's for our Patreon subscribers.
It was worth a try.
I've done that before for the Patreon subscribers.
I mean, that's to be fair, she did take her shirt off a couple of times.
Did. Yeah, more than once.
So.
Yeah.
So speaking of losing shirts. Is there anything else you've lost?
Our transitions just get better and better as we do this.
Smooth.
Man. I did lose something recently, actually.
Your virginity?
No, well, it was a couple days ago. Matt was here, right? And it was mid-morning, and we wanted to watch something on TV. I don't have cable. We watch everything through the PlayStation. Mm-hmm. And I come out into the living room to look for the PlayStation controller to turn it on. I can't find it. So I go wake up Chris. I'm like, Christian, get up. I can't find the PlayStation remote. He's like, what? What are you talking about? I'm like, I can't find the PlayStation controller. Where is it? Huh? What do you mean?
The fucking PlayStation controller!
Like, you're the one who plays PlayStation. Where's the controller? He's like, oh, I left it on the couch like I always do. I looked on the couch. It is not there. So I go back out into the living room. I'm tearing it apart. I'm looking under the entertainment center. I'm looking under the couches. I'm looking under the rug. I'm like, where the hell could this thing have gone? And I go wake him up again. I'm like, you need to come out and help me find this thing because you're the last one who watched it or you're the last one who used it. You need to help me find the remote. So he comes out and he's like, how long have you been looking? I'm like 10 minutes. help me find it. And he's like, well, where have you looked so far? I'm like,
Jesus Christ.
I have looked all over the house.
And you didn't kill
it
at this point.
Is it? Tell me where it is. I'm like, did you bring it to your friend's house to play PlayStation and you left it there? Huh? What? Why would I do that?
I would have fucking just...
And he's like, I gotta go piss. And he like goes into the bathroom and I look at Matt and I'm like, he's fucking lying to me. He knows something and he won't tell me what the hell happened to the controller. Matt's like, I'm not a rat. What the...
I know you know where the PlayStation controller is.
Matt's like, I don't know if he's lying, but if he is, I'm not a rat. What am I going to do?
What the fuck?
So he comes back out and I'm like, Christian, what happened? I don't know.
God damn it.
Did you break the controller?
Fucking teenagers.
And he just looks at me and I'm like, did you break it? He's like, it's not my fault I'm autistic.
Well, he's not wrong.
He raged out and cracked the controller.
Oh my God.
And it had been broken. Where he finally told me, I was like, when did you break it? And he was like, 4 days ago. And he's like, I was planning on using my money and walking to GameStop. I'm like, walking to GameStop? GameStop is like 6 miles from our house, uphill through a bad neighborhood. I'm like, how are you going to walk to GameStop? He's like, there's one right over there, isn't there? No, that's not where GameStop is.
And these controllers are also like $60 too.
Yeah.
Like 50. Well, at GameStop, probably 60. You can get them on Amazon for 50. But I made him pay for a replacement on Amazon. And I also ordered one myself from Amazon. And I keep that one in my bra drawer.
So that he will never find it.
So that he can't play it. Yeah.
Next to your weed.
So that if... Exactly. No. No, that's boring.
That's boring.
That's boring.
I have an important question.
Yeah.
Okay.
What game was he playing that made him...
I'm not sure.
...rage out?
I'm not sure. Want me to find out?
Yeah.
I'm curious. Okay. No.
Hold on.
Oh.
Hey, Chris!
Probably Overwatch.
What game were you playing when you raged out and broke the PlayStation controller?
Little Big Planet.
What, you didn't tell me that you broke it. Was it that Crusade game? That Crusade game.
I don't have a Crusade game.
There's a game where there's like...
Just find the...
you could be like a cleric or...
Indiana Jones.
A crusader. Last Crusade. Or like a witch or nun. Or... So you don't remember what it was?
No.
Oh, he knows.
He doesn't remember.
That was a bummer.
He remembers. He's just too embarrassed to share.
I don't know. I don't even know what games he plays anymore. So
I don't know enough. I couldn't even make a joke about it. I was like,
he doesn't play Overwatch and he doesn't play Friday the 13th. He doesn't Minecraft. Play Fortnite. He doesn't play Minecraft anymore.
He doesn't like anything that's good, it sounds like.
How would you rage out during Minecraft? Like,
I don't know.
I've done it. I rage out for nothing.
I don't rage out in video games. Like, the most I do is just say, like, fuck, but that's it. Like,
no, whenever I start raging out, like, especially in Overwatch, that's when it's time for me to quit playing because I can't handle that kind of stress in my life. I just say, okay, I'm done. And I turn it off and walk away. I don't want to be that kind of person.
I was playing Grand Theft Auto 5 online last night, and it was an open session, and I was in game chat just because I hate myself and I want to do bad things to myself. So I was listening, and some kid kept getting killed by some other kid, and he was getting really angry about it. He's like, fuck you, man. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck. Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to come to your house and fuck your mom, and I'm gonna fuck your cat, and I'm gonna fuck everything up.
Whoa.
I got a live Twitch stream, man. I make so much money. And I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Good for you.
And I'm sitting there. I was like, dude, calm down. He's like, what'd you fucking say to me? I'm like, calm down. It's just a game. Fuck you, man. What do you know? I'm like, I don't know anything. I'm just saying, calm down. It's a game. And he's like, stay out of this, man. I could find out where you live. I was like,
okay, do that.
I was like, okay. That sounds like a threat, but okay.
At your mom's house.
And I just don't see how people get so fucking butthurt over games and shit. It's just a game.
They have mental problems in their life, and that this is their outlet, and they don't know how to handle problems.
I have mental problems in my life too, and that is my outlet. And I'm just like, okay, exactly. I'll blow something up and whatever. If somebody blows me up, that's okay. Shit happens.
No, but I would hope you'd be okay if somebody blows you.
Speaking of blow, I just started a cocaine business in the game.
Oh, nice.
I need to join you on this. Like, I keep wanting to play this. I'm fucking horrible at Grand Theft Auto. Like, I crash.
If you join me, you can help me do my deliveries, and you can be like the Jesse to my Mike.
I don't know how much help I'm going to be.
It's really easy. You just drive to one spot and just make a delivery, and I give you like a large cut of the loot.
You haven't seen me play Grand Theft Auto. There's a picture that the first time I played, the first time I played the very first mission, I failed because I destroyed the car too much. The second time, I just barely got it in, just enough. I uploaded a picture to Facebook. I have to put that in the show notes or something just so people can see like how fucking horrible I am. Like the state of the car that I brought in that is supposed to be like in great condition when you bring it in.
No, no, I can bring you along and have you do the absolute bare minimum on a heist, and you'd get like, I'll give you like 50% of the profit, and you can like buy shit and pimp out your apartment and.
Prepare to be disappointed in my skills.
Because I mean, I'm the weakest link in my crew. Like they're always like, okay. Peter, you stay back there and make sure nobody comes at us, okay? Instead of doing all the hard work.
Oh, man. You know, I think it's time to wrap the show up so I can go play some video games, perhaps. Because I haven't been playing enough lately. I've been too stressed out. Even too stressed out to play video games. That's sad. All right, guys. So, yeah, we're Mouthy Broadcast. MouthyBroadcast.com. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Patreon at Mouthy Broadcast. And, of course, you can call us 757-541-CUNT. See you next Tuesday, motherfuckers!
Bye. Roadhouse.
What?
That's the name of my motorcycle club, Roadhouse.
Ah. I like it.
I had to buy a motorcycle club, and what else am I going to call it?
Of course.